Welcome to Shemi's Bands Podcast.
Welcome to Shemi's Bands Podcast.
Welcome to Shemi's Bands Podcast. Right spots.
On this podcast, all we care about is just good vibes, you know. We gist, talk, yarn, bant about anything, everything, any matter at all, social, sports, lifestyle. We also learn, we enlighten and educate ourselves on some matters we are strange to or we know less about. If there's any yarn you want making yarn, it's just a DM away.
And of course, if you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, a voiceover artist, event host, and a brand collaboration, just a contact away from you. Subscribe, repost, and vibe on. Thank you.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing? And welcome to yet another episode on Shemi's Band Podcast. And thank you for tuning in case this is your first time. And for my regulars, how are you guys doing today? First of all, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who tuned in to my last episode and for responding, for sending me messages, for referring, for reposting. Big shout out and big thank you to everyone. Happy new month again, and this is the month of October, and I want to wish everyone a successful, a happy, and a flexing full month. Yes, so how have I been? How have you guys been? So as for me, I've just been there, but we thank God, you know. Working from home is very, very boring. In case anyone told you that, oh, his phone is the best, it's stress-free, bro, it's boring. You work from home, you stay indoor all day, bro. Is boring, but you know, anyways, on today's episode is going to be titled as you already know, family culture. So this particular episode, I was thinking about it, and I was thinking of two of my friends. Big shout out to Ekene, and congratulations on his junior sister's wedding, and also big shout out to the Adeyemi's family. Family culture is something, is a tradition, a tribe, an activity, set of activities that a family or a group of people partake in at a given period of time, for a pretty period of time. Basically, it's not a Google definition, it's just me trying to, like, you know, make you understand what a family culture is. And family culture, for instance, can be a family that they throw, let's say, can be a family now, let's say every year ending, they make sure that they throw a party, they kill a cow, you know, they invite people. Family culture, I think, if I think about it, I think the people who practice family culture the most, I think I have to say it is the Muslims, because I don't know if it's a family culture, but like for Christians now, it can be Christian Day, but then that does not mean that you see us killing fowl or doing anything. But you see Muslims, bro, call it everything they do, starting from I've forgotten, I don't know, like just right now, all the name of have left my Ramadan, yeah, Ramadan, down to anything. They must to, like, you know, they must to kill something, they must to celebrate it, you know. That's like a family culture, because it's something that that they must do every year. Even if they don't have the money, they must celebrate it, because that is like something that maybe it started from way back, and something that they want to keep on doing. And family cultures come in different ways. In some family now, so like to you listening to this, you might think, oh, it's nothing, oh, it does not happen. But to some family, these things happen. Some family, no matter what it is, on your birthday, they must celebrate it. No matter what it is, like, not small celebration, some big, some small. Yes, it is still a family culture, because it is what maybe the father or the mom or the children in that family have said that, okay, it must happen, that we must celebrate it, no matter how small it is or how big it is. It can be maybe based on appointment that, oh, we must turn up some family, they like to turn up. And when I say have to turn up, they have to turn up. Oh, big shout out to the Adeyemi God. You need to see the Adeyemi family. They must turn up for every single thing. Dickiness, party, small graduation, party, bro. And I'm like, So basically, you know, it's not meant to be a long episode. So share with us your family culture. What do you do? Like now, I also remember my big daddy. For like my big daddy, like my big daddy was okay. Oh yes, there's going to be cake, but the cake is not basically in every birthday. But the one thing that never misses on any birthday is his pizza. I said, even if he's coming home late in the middle of the night, that pizza in here, oh my wole, even if he's busy, he's having serious meeting and he's already like coming home late, pizza in here, oh my tele one. So like anytime, like, oh, we know that okay, there's a big part, and like there's anyone doing birthday and I'm around, or anyone is around, they're like, ah, homo, let's go, let's get pizza. I've not got a pizza in a long time. Let's go there. Before you know, pizza is coming and it's always hot. That's like, I think the like the cool vibe about the whole pizza stuff, because of it, like, it's always hot. Maybe because of like you have a Dominion that is nearby or so. So back to what I'm saying. So tell me guys, what family culture do your family have? What family culture are you like? Do you have in mind to bring it to bring up in your own family? Because the thing is that family culture is something that I feel every family has, but at the same time, when it is being changed from one family to another family, like now, I'm sure our grandfather, they had like their own family culture that they do when our dads, our parents were with them. Then when our parents then brought us, like, you know, started having kids, so like they have their own family culture too that them they do. So you know, so now to you listening to this, what family culture, what culture or what activity do you think you're going to be like that you think you're going to partake in, or do you think you're going to introduce to your own family? It can be so many different things. For some family, on your birthday, everybody's going to church. On your birthday, everybody's doing something, like, you know, it's different. And it does not really have to like be something huge. It's something that, okay, that even maybe at your absence, it must go on. You get, that's like how how family culture has always been. Like in your absence, the family culture has to continue, it has to go. Like there are some families that I know of that, oh, they do some certain arrangements, so when they lost one of their parents, it continues, you know, they continue it, and they know, like, take a minute silent for their parent, and then, you know, they turn up on their behalf too, you know. Family cultures are amazing. Like, they bring in value, they bring in respect, they bring in togetherness, and I think it's something that is very, very amazing. And I think it's something that if your family are yet to be doing, you know, starting it once, twice, from there, even if you're not in the mood, there's no vibe, someone in the family too wants to like partake in it, you know. So I feel that's family culture for you. Like, you know, you have to just keep on trying, keep on doing it, and it doesn't stop there. So think about it, guys, and what family culture you think your family partaking, or do you like not even doing anything in the family culture, because you guys are choosing to say we are boring, no vess, we're not doing anything. So think about it, and then don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Don't forget to refer, to think about it, and to send me a message that, oh yes, this is my family culture, the family culture, and then let me know what's up. Yeah, so thank you guys, and again, don't forget, this is a new month. I wish you guys the best this month. And don't forget, this is election period. Please, please, and please collect your PVC. not only call it your privacy, don't forget to also be obedient. And I wish everyone the best this month. Stay safe. This is campaign period. Just the way there's always this, they're looking for blood, whatever it is, just please stay safe and be careful out there. So see you guys next time on the same platform, on the same way, and enjoy the rest of your month. Bye.